Wakey, wakey.
Woo! Welcome back to I'll Make a Stay Out of You, the podcast where I go, woo!
Yeah.
And my name's Phil, and I'm here with Tom. He also goes, woo!
And then occasionally I also go,
secretly from the shadows with my brother.
That's right. That is exactly that's exactly what you go. And then sometimes we talk about Stray Kids, and sometimes we talk about the Kneezy Project. Tom, how are you doing?
Were you when you say mm-hmm. that? Do you think about like the actual group name, and like you almost want to say that, but then you're like, nah, Kneezy Project.
A lot, about 40% of the time.
Okay.
Yeah. I catch myself going.
Right.
It happens a lot. It's not my fault. JYP was the fucker who was just like, hey, you know what? What if we like made the group's name similar to the name of the show?
What is the group's name? I don't even remember.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair.
Oh, I mean, you knew at one point, but you know, brains be brain. And
yeah, I mean, I could just look it up because I know that Mako makes it and is the leader. So she'll,
I mean, you're not going to do that because you only have to wait a couple more days to find out
that's,
for sure.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. So, and that does, that leads me to the question of how many episodes do you want to watch tonight? Five?
five is a lot. I think if you look on the watch together that we're using to watch together, I put five on there.
You put five on there,
but I think we go by vibes, you know.
Right. Yeah, vibe. Yeah, if the vibes are there, then
if the vibe is there, then obviously we'll watch five. But the if the vibe is off, you know, you can't keep watching if the vibe is off.
That's true. The vibe
is
probably the most important part of all this. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was speaking of the vibe. Andy this morning, when he was streaming, was like, hey, no cursing or something like that. He was like joking around. He said, no cursing. And I said, oh, man, would that I could. You know, and I explained to him how I had told you on our fifth episode that, like, you know, I felt like we've done pretty good at like keeping it nice and clean.
Wasn't even the fifth episode. I want to say it was like the third.
Yeah, it could have been like the third. The fifth was a hyperbole. I did say the fifth, but I said, you know, I told him how, like, I said, like, oh, yeah, it's pretty nice. Like, we've been doing really good at not cussing and stuff. It's been great. And then you were like, what are you talking about? We've been cussing all the time. And I had to go back and listen to the episode and like, oh, shit. And that's how I switched our podcast to an explicit rating. So I kind of wonder about it a little bit because I'm like, is just cussing a little bit enough to warrant the explicit rating? You know what I mean? Like, is explicit like rated R or is it rated PG-13? Because PG-13 allows for fucks.
But isn't it PG-13 allows for one fuck, right? Isn't that the rule?
Is that the rule?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like one, you know, I don't know. Because, you know, in my mind, I don't like what is cursing, right?
Right.
Why? The only reason that I can even think of, honestly, that cursing is even considered like a, like considered at all in any capacity in our society is because of religion, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Like it's just words that we use for verbs and adjectives and nouns. So like it's the same as any other word, grammatically speaking. I don't understand why we feel so strongly about making the distinction, you know, between like what's acceptable words and what are bad words or whatever. It's all based on context anyway, in my opinion.
Right.
Right. Like
that's true.
Context is the most important when you're talking about what is appropriate language, not the words themselves, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like
the word moist, for instance. I can think of plenty of appropriate context for the word moist, like cornbread, for instance. However,
right.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on how you use the word.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think we're just, yeah. We're just going to be an explicit podcast. Oh, I found the Spotify for Podcasters community guidelines.
Oh, yeah. You know, that may be something that we should have read 140 episodes ago.
No. I don't think so.
Yeah.
The community guidelines have nothing to do with like cussing on your podcast. It's just like, don't be a bully, you know? So, on your podcast. Like hateful content, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I do say some things that people don't agree with. So,
That's not the same. Yeah. I mean, typically you're the one who gets bullied on this podcast. So,
well, to some degree. But yeah. I also like, you know, tell people to stop being so fucking cringe with the way that
that's
they,
true. I guess that's
interact
true.
With their idols, you know.
But Mako, on the other hand.
Oh, but Mako. Oh.
And Maya,
yes.
Right.
My mm-hmm. two best girls.
They are the best. They are adult women.
Yes.
So
wait, how old is Maya? I mean, they're all adults. Well,
they're all adults now.
You're right, yeah. But in the show right now, how old is Maya?
Okay.
Mako is Maya, the oldest, right?
I don't know. Maybe. I think so, but right. So like right on the last episode, they said Lydia is like the oldest or whatever. Like, they made some allusion to her being older than other people, but I don't know if they meant that she is the oldest among the group or she's just one of the older people or whatever. I'm not entirely sure. So age, Maya Neezy age. So she was born in 2002. Fuck, dude. Fuck, dude. God damn it.
God yeah, does damn that, it. Does
you know, that year stands
soul?
Out to me. That that was the year I graduated high school.
Right. Yes. Oh, I know.
So I can track my, how long I've been out of high school by how old Maya is, I guess. I guess that's what I can do now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Wait, so she's 22 now?
No, she'll be 22 on April 8th, which is Jeanette and I's anniversary. So, and like, we'll...
Also, my brother's
You know, while
birthday.
We're celebrating... Oh, yeah, there you go. While we're celebrating our anniversary, I'm gonna...
Celebrate Maya's birthday.
I'll be like, Maya, happy birthday, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Damn. God damn. All right. Anyway, I'm fucking old now. Shit. Yeah. Yeah. So it's exciting. I'm excited to get into this Neezy project, see what's going on with these girls. Like, it looks like they're gonna go on some kind of a crazy adventure ride. Do you want to read your episode summary of happened last time?
Yeah, right. So, okay. Welcome back, everyone. Tonight, we're going to be starting on episode 6, TAC 1, which is, TAC is TAC. Hyphen in civilian.
Well, hyphen is also too long. We say dash.
Oh, dash, right, yeah. 6-1, in Neezy Project season 1. So
season 2.
No, season.
Well, guys, part, season 1, part 2.
Sorry.
Right. Okay, sorry. Jesus. We're it's all okay. getting twisted.
I'll restart.
Yeah. Let's yeah. Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everyone. Tonight we're going to be watching The Neezy Project season 1, part 2, episode 6, part 1. So stupid. Last episode, we watched the group performances. And, you know, mm-hmm. the girls got split up into different groups, and then they picked letters to determine who they were, like the other team that they would be competing against. And then they got cubes as a result. I gave a little recap in the pod announcements channel, but basically what it all comes down to is Mako best girl, Maya also best girl, and that's really all.
That's all. That matters. Yeah. That's all we have to care about. Right. Okay. Well, as long as those two make the group.
Yeah.
Maybe they're the whole group. Maybe it's a two-person group.
Yeah.
Maybe everyone else is gonna be in 13th place two times, and they're gonna get booted.
Look. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here, I'll say this at least.
Yeah.
I'm not discrediting anyone else's ability. It's just that because Mako and Maya stand out to me the most, they're the ones that I'm going to be interested in watching. But that presents the unique opportunity for other people to give me wrecking moments. And I'm looking forward to those.
Oh, there you go. There you go. No, that's nice. Okay. Here's what I'll say about that. These last series of episodes we watched is that something I'd noticed is that when they were in Tokyo, well, okay, we can go all the way back. When they did the tryouts, and then when they were in Tokyo, and then in the first round, JYP specifically commented on Nina's dancing ability and was like, you know, not great. You need to work on that, right? Mm-hmm. He repeatedly was less like, yeah, you should work on your dance. Right. Makes sense, right? She's a singer. She never studied dance. She was self-taught singing. So cool. Yeah, she needs practice. This last round, she was praised for her singing. He didn't say anything negative about her dance, but he also didn't praise her like, oh, your dance has improved a lot. Mm. He just didn't say anything about it.
Right.
So I'm like, I mean, to me, she's clearly gotten a lot better. And I'm like, cool. Like, I think that that he's gonna give her a little bit of praise for her growth, because that's what he seems to be so focused on, at least individually. And he just didn't say anything about it. And I'm like, is it that he literally in these episodes he's like, man, you have a voice that, like, as a producer, I want to work with. So is he at a point where he's just like, you know what? Fuck what I said. Fuck what I said about dancing. As long as you sing like that, we're gonna be okay.
Yeah,
you know,
keep singing like that. You don't even have to dance. You can just stand there,
right?
Like B2B.
Yeah, B2B it all the time. Just everyone else will dance. You stand still. Do your thing. Yeah. Like, it'll be okay. I don't know, but we're gonna find out. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, not in the first episode we're about to watch where they're going to go have fun. But, you know, this the fun episodes can be wrecking because you get to know their personalities more.
Yes.
Not just their skills.
That's true.
So,
I mean, I already told you my number three pick, right?
Yeah, that's right. I know. So maybe we'll see them rise in the rankings or become public. I don't know.
True. We could see that. The others, like, I don't know, they just haven't done anything too significant for me yet. So I guess we'll see, you know?
Yeah, we're going to find out. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm ready. Let's do it. They're going on a picnic. Team Mako's already the Korean teacher. Okay. This is like a funny thing because I remember. So Woo Young from 2PM is here, and he shows up, and this is my first time seeing Woo Young from 2PM, and I'm looking at him and I'm going, like, he just looks like a regular dude. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't look like
glamorous,
like an idol. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. He just looks like a guy. And I think some of it is because he's wearing this like backwards hat and big glasses and stuff. But he was one of the people who went and watched Stray Kids when they did the busking show.
Oh, he looks tall.
I mean, compared to Stray Kids, everyone's tall. Yuna and Riku grabbed the same bag. Oh, first one back was Nina. Damn. Oh, they're going to be on teams. All right, pink team and mint team, if you say so.
Okay.
All right, Mako's on the pink team. You know who to cheer for.
But Maya?
Mia's on mint.
That was Maya right there. Maya's mint, I think.
Hmm.
Well, damn, that's tough.
And Nina's on mint too.
Isn't that Maya on the end on the far right? Mint.
Looks like her hair, but she kind of looks like squares based on the quality I'm looking at. It's a special reward for the winning team. Oh yeah, you're right. It totally is her. Yeah, she's on mint. Oh, tickets to an amusement park. Going to an amusement park sounds fun and all, but like I would be the kind of person who's like, okay, like what do you mean?
Right.
What you need is agility to succeed in K-pop.
Yes. I would agree with that.
All right. They're playing musical chairs.
I mean, I think it is accurate to say that you need agility to succeed in K-pop.
I think so. Yeah. And the best way to test that, everyone knows, is by playing musical chairs.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Somebody's getting hurt. It's a real battle. What the fuck is happening? Oh, yeah, Mako. Steal that chair. Damn, Mako, like... is looking at this girl going like, oh, you're in 13th place? Get out of my game.
I'm the leader of this fucking crew and you're not invited.
Shit. Mako smashed it again.
Jesus.
It's broken. She fucking broke it. She broke the stool. So Nina's in. Who's? Oh, and Rio. Damn, that high five was so hard. Did you hear that slap? Jesus.
Three chairs for six people.
Oh, it's a battle.
Mako was too into the dancing.
Wow. Nina fucking took, oh my God, an actual physical battle over this chair. Mako's not letting go, but neither's Akari. Wow. Mako had most of the chair, so she got it. Goddamn.
She's getting too far away from the chairs. You gotta get in close, Mako. Stop dancing so much. Mako was too into it.
She lost her seat at the table. Look, Mako lost the first round, but she won a chair. So she's got that going for her. Oh no, Rio, come on, girl, don't fall. Damn, she did so well at the last challenge and then fell at the easiest limbo. She gets another shot. Damn, nope. How are they going to end an episode just like that? How are we ever going to find out if Rio makes it? Ah, poor Nina. She crashed and burned.
Oh, she almost had it. I bet that hurt. I feel like this is not a healthy activity for them to be doing, like for their knees and ankles and chins and just entire legs. An unimaginable thing happened. Oh, is it cheating?
Wait, Tom?
Huh?
Can we go back? Yeah. And can you grab Mako's reaction face?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Okay. I'm going to need that.
Yeah, is it cheating to have your hands like that? I wish it were clearer, you know, like better clarity here. It's fucking terrifying.
It's so good.
Jesus.
Holy shit. All right, Dio, go get your egg.
Wait.
Was there another another face? On my screen, it's cut away. So, did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very small.
I like the like metal guitar riffs happening right now.
Yeah.
The sounds these people are making are so funny. Wow, her poor knee. All right, Nima's out. Oh, she hit it. Damn. All right, Yuna and Mihi are still in. Well, Yuna didn't make it.
Does that count? That counts?
That counts. They're counting it. Let Yuna go on the last one when she fell after she made it through.
All right.
All right, Mint Team wins again. Man, Mako's falling behind. Like, she's falling off, dude. Like, I don't know. I don't know if she could be your number one anymore.
Wrong.
Next game requires the skills of a singer. Oh, it's charades. Okay. All right. Yeah, if you say so. Bend someone's ear. Maya thought she knew it. No, it didn't work. All right, Nina's turn again. Don't fuck it up, Nina.
Vulture?
Damn. Vulture would be hard.
Yeah, that's one win for Pink.
Oh, 50 points. Damn, it's a close game now.
Mako's coming back.
Is this about to be bullshit? Is there about to be bullshit right now? Yeah, it's about to be bullshit. All right, so the winner of this game just wins the game. Cool. Love that. Love that for games. Oh, okay, so they got one side mint, one side pink, and they're trying to flip them to...
Looks like more blue or mint.
It's hard to tell. For a moment there, I was like, oh, shit, actually, blue's gone.
Might be pink.
Is it a tie? Oh, okay. So not a tie.
Wow.
Damn. All right, Mako's team wins.
Yeah, obviously. I never doubted my
girl. Obviously. Come from behind victory. Off they go to the amusement park. The sports event gave them more energy, not less. We promise. Real quick, pause.
Let's hear it.
All right. So here's the thing, Tom, is that after round two, which we watched last time, there was an additional reward which the winners got. They all got to participate, but the winners really got it. Is something that we know, but we don't. We kind of know, but we haven't actually reassessed since getting to know these girls, you know. And that is that the winners are in the music video for God's Menu.
Oh, right. Oh.
Now you may recognize them. I'm just gonna pop this on. We don't have to watch the whole thing, but I wanna pop it on and see if we can find that. They are in racing outfits. We can watch it all. Just saying, we don't have to.
Am I just noticing for the first time that he had a red and a blue eye there in that scene?
Yes, you are. Oh my god, I've noticed that before. Mm-hmm. There they are.
Their hair. That's what we. That's yep. What I mean? We got to see their hair.
No. They're in another scene. Don't worry. Here they are.
All right.
See them?
I'm seeing them.
You see them? Okay. Wait. I'm gonna unpause. Pretty cool, right?
It's so subtle.
When there's like a part at the very end where everybody dances and the girls dance too, so you'll see that. Yeah. So. Yeah, I can recognize Mako pretty easily.
Because of her hair.
Yeah, because of the hair.
She's got pretty
yeah.
distinct hair, at least right now.
Oh, I mean, come on. Which one is Mako? Who could it be?
Nice.
Hang on. Let me just... Can I increase my quality while I'm watching it? Hold on. All the way to the left, I think that's... We've got Mihi.
Okay.
Next, I think I'm looking at Dio?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Mako...
Well, it doesn't matter.
Is that Nima? I don't know. She looks a little tall for anyway. There's only one. Let's see them dance. The other girls are there, but they're wearing racing helmets, so you don't actually see their faces, which is kind of mean. I don't know. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Were they in any scenes with the boys? I don't remember. I didn't see them interact at all. So
they may not have been on set at the same time. And I haven't followed enough of the Neesy Project girls after debut to like see their behind the scenes stuff where they like talk about like how it was or whatever, like reminisce about it. So yeah, we'll get to that. 7-1 though.
Yeah.
Let's go. We're back into the competition.
Hang on just a second. I need to...
Okay, sure.
I gotta go AFK real quick. I'll be right back.
Sure. My problem, I'm not going to tell Tom about this yet, is just that, like, I really enjoyed their debut single, and I liked the song that they did for the movie that they did with Three Racha, but, like, most of their music, like, it's not for me. Like, it's, like, really light pop, like saccharine sweet poppy stuff, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right, like I don't know what I expected, so it's okay. It doesn't have to be for me. That's
okay. I'm back.
Yeah, good. I didn't say anything while you were gone.
I don't believe that, but all right.
The last stage test before the finals. JYP,
he seems to be wearing like a semi-normal outfit right now. It's kind of, except for maybe
oh no,
shirt.
Look at his shirt. His shirt looks see-through. What the fuck is going on there?
Never mind. Spoke too soon.
We were almost there.
What's wrong with you, JYP?
Oh, is it time for the JYP lecture? him practicing to become the preacher he is now. This is so similar to what he talked about with Stray Kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would be
he's the same
weird.
Person.
It'd be weird for him to tell them different things, right?
True. And sometimes, JYP, you're a little too honest. It's rude.
What's the question?
So the question is, like, if all the girls in the Neezy project cannot, if all 13 cannot be in the group, who should be? Which, it's kind of like a fucked up prisoner's game type experiment he's doing here. This is, and he's watching it live. Like, this, it's a little fucked up. After, like, having a conversation with them about, like, hey, you need to be, like, humble. You need to be humble. And then send them into a room where they have to choose who gets eliminated.
Right.
God damn. Especially because what he wants is for them to pick themselves. But he doesn't want them to, I think he doesn't want them to pick themselves, like, right away.
Right. So they can only pick one?
No, they put up the other members. They just blurred them so you couldn't see who they were picking.
Oh, yeah. I see.
So there's no wrong answer. Why are we doing this? Fucking. Because he's like sitting there going like, oh, I hope she puts her name on the board. And then the people who don't, he's like, interesting. Ah, oh, good attitude. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is the point of this?
It's just a fucking mind game for him, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Team battle. Wait, team battle or team match? They're divided into three groups. Okay.
I mean, maybe he wanted to see if like one of them went in there, which I don't know why they would, right? Like, even if you are this way, I doubt that you go into that room. Even if you're like the meanest bitch in the group, you know, you don't go in there and go, this person, this person, this person, and everyone else on this table, they fucking suck. So there's no way they're getting in, and then walk out. Like, does he think that someone will do that, you know? Of course. Of course, Anna would be like, that would be my bias right there. If someone did that.
They put a lot of lower ranking folks with Mako this time.
That's good.
That is good. She's pretty good at bringing up people's levels.
Being the leader?
Being a leader in her group, you know.
Being
Did I see right? Is Yuna's in her group too, right? Oh, no. Yuna's in Mihi's group, or in Maya's group. Technically, Maya's the leader of this group. Maya, Mihi, Yuna, and Akari. Well, he's okay. You're going to get actual feedback from JYP before the stage show.
Why is he spooking them?
It's fun, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot like what being a parent is.
Yeah.
Today, when Jeanette and the kids got home, I stood behind the door and opened it for them to come in, and I was holding Oni, and I poked his head around the corner of the door to make it look like he was the one who opened the door. You just do silly things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look at that! They're performing a song by Girls Team 2.
That's a weird thing to say.
Is it? He's doing the same thing I talked about.
Right. Right. Mm. Mm-hmm. He's not like, it's a nice thing to say about Nina, but in saying it, it diminishes the other.
Oh,
the
100%. Yeah.
Right.
Saying that you sing so well, Nina, that like, I don't even realize that everyone else is not doing good.
Right. Oh my God.
Wow.
Get off Nina's dick, JYP. Like, we get it. She's cool.
It's so funny for JYP to be like, look, Nina can help you with this. Nina can teach you what you need to change to be able to sing better. And then it's like, Nina is self-taught. What are you talking about? Right. How is she supposed to help anybody? Oh, Mako gets to do another 2 p.m. song.
Maybe it's because like I don't particularly like praise. But if I were standing next to people that were my equals and someone came in and they were like, you know, who's really good at this? Tom is really good at this. So if you guys want to know, like, if you guys want to get good, you talk to Tom. I would be like, please do. No, don't perceive me. Stop. Actually, I'm going to leave now. I don't.
Yeah.
Want this.
My mind would immediately go blank. I'd be like, huh? I don't know anything.
Right.
What do you mean? Where am I? Who am I?
My imposter syndrome would kick in immediately. And I'd be like, I actually do not know anything. I've been faking it the whole time. It is a little weird that, like, you know, he is the boss and he's in here doing this. But at the same time, he's the boss, but he is also a performer. Right. Like he knows what he's talking about. Like, he's done it.
He does.
He's been it. He still does it from time to time. So, like, what would make sense is if he, like, were never an artist and just were the CEO, you know?
Yeah.
So it's pretty weird that it's like he knows what he's saying, but at the same time, like, maybe bring in someone that is more relatable, right?
Yeah. Oh, Eunice fired up.
Also, maybe the advice that he gives them, he kind of, like, tunes to their level. But
yeah,
I feel like, definitely. Like, I feel like if I'm a beginner, I would rather be trained by an intermediate rather than a grandmaster. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Starting out, like, you would want to have someone closer to your level, because they're going to know what you need to get to there.
They're going
to
have
you take the next step.
Right. And they have a more fresh idea of where you are in this, in this stage, rather than just like, well, if you want to be a grandmaster, this is exactly what you need to do. And it's like, okay, but you got some other things to do before you get there, you know?
Yeah. Everyone on the winning team will get a cube. Okay.
That's not for a dramatic effect. It's just that wall is that heavy.
The crane they have is just that slow.
Yeah. They don't have the torque requirement to lift it faster.
It's actually just Changbin in the back pulling a rope.
Well, if that were true, it would have gone faster.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's doing it with one arm.
Oh, yeah. And only two fingers.
That's right. And that's the end.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
Subtitles.
Mm.
Or you wanna call it? You wanna go to bed?
I think we might have to. Anna's like, you want more, but I'm genuinely afraid for Jeanette's mental health if we don't sleep. So
no, you know, okay, it's fine. Jeanette gave us last night, so I think it's only fair that she gets this night. So
that's right.
I'm happy with it.
Yeah,
it's a good trade.
I'll delete the other ones that were on there.
She let me have my Mako moment, and actually, this is a good place to end it anyway. Because
it is a perfect place to end it, because they haven't actually started the performances yet, and so tomorrow when we record. It's all performances all the time, baby. That's what they say, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
That's what they say.
Good spot to end. Good call.
Yeah.
Good choice.
And if you want to end, you should go to makeastay.com.
Not if you want to end. If you want to end up having a lot of fun, you need to go to makeastay.com.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Right.
It's a new way to say it.
Yeah.
New brand new sentence.
Are you sitting there alone in your room wondering, what should I do?
What should I do?
Every single Friday of every single week of every single month. Well, there's only one answer. And that's go to makeastay.com, join the Discord, join the Patreon, buy some merch, get engaged with community.
Get engaged
with the community. Engage with the community.
It's an entire polycule.
Bye-bye.